This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Gemar Chesima Toiv Agot Yar. We're continuing Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua Simen Nun Aleph. Let's review the Mishneh Berurah Sivkatan Gimel, and then we'll continue with Mishneh Berurah Sivkatan Dalet. And Sif Beis and Mechaber said, if you finish Baruch Sha'amra before the Chazan finishes, you can answer Amen. However, in middle of Baruch Sha'amra, you cannot answer Amen. Now, the Mishneh Berurah said that's only once you said the words Baruch Ata Hashem. The beginning is just Shavach. That's regarding the Amen of Baruch Sha'amar or Yishtabach. Other Amenim, you are allowed to answer even in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar because the Bracha is not found in the Gemara. So other Amens you could answer, but the Amen of Baruch Sha'amar itself, you don't answer. But because it's not found in the Gemara, you could be mafsik for other Amens. But if you already said the words Baruch Ata Hashem, before you said Melech Molabat Tishbachos, you can't answer Amen to anything. Now, the Mishneh Berurah makes a diyuk. It's only if you finish before the Chazan. But if you finish together, you can't answer Amen because it looks like you're answering Amen after your own bracha. The same din is by any bracha, except for Yishtabach or Yehalelucha or Sharm Ramah Yisrael La'ad, that if you finish at the same time as the Shatz, or with somebody else, you could answer Amen, because many Poskim say you're allowed to answer Amen after your own bracha for those brachas. Then the Mishneh Berurah ended off that if you complete one bracha and the Shatz is saying a different bracha, you could answer Amen at the end of his bracha. Acharav Amen, says the Mishneh Berurah, V'loi hava hefsik bein habracha l'hadavar. So now the question is, why is it that if you finish Baruch Sha'amar before the Chazan, you're allowed to answer Amen before, let's say, you say Hoidu, but isn't it a hefsek between Baruch Sha'amar and Pesukah D'Zimra? The Pesukah D'Zimra Shavachu. Pesukah D'Zimra is a praise. The Amen Shavachu. Amen is a praise. Uke'en Zimra, it's like a Zemer. V'loi have a hefsek, it's not considered a hefsek. V'imsach dvarim b'telem, if you spoke idle words, bein Baruch Sha'amar l'hoidu, if you spoke idle words between Baruch Sha'amar and hoidu, efshir d'tzarach l'achsel v'arach misham hefsek, it could be that you do have to go back and make another bracha because of a hefsek, v'afilu mila achas have a hefsek, even one word is a hefsek. So in other words, if somebody were to have a conversation between Baruch Sha'amar and Hoidu, they may have to say Baruch Sha'amar again because they're mafsik between the bracha and Pesukah D'Zimra. V'nira li shalafiza afilu b'shtika toiv li zar l'charchila shalai lishas harbe bein taim. According to this, even silence, one should be careful not to have an extended silence between Baruch Sha'amar and Hoidu. Ayin siman reishvav b'magen ram sivkatan dalet uv'chidusha v'kiva eger sham. Okay. Now what does it mean, ein lishas harbe b'shtika? Yoyser mikidei dibor, even a few moments. Meaning, don't say Baruch Sha'amar and then go learn something silently. It's a hefsek. It's a hefsek. Simen Gimel. Sif Gimel. Achar yishtabach yachal acha lanois amen, achar brichas atzmai. After yishtabach, you could even answer amen after your own bracha. You could say, brachas vaydos me'atavelim brachat Hashem, that's a shita al-mechaber. Simon Reish Tassov, the Shem Nazar, Behagad, the Minagin, Shalai, Na'anars, Amen. Our Minag is we don't answer Amen. Now, the reason why you can answer Amen there is because it's the end of a subject. It's the end of a subject matter. You're allowed to answer Amen to your own bracha. Again, Ashkenazim are not knowing that way. That's why the Mishneh Berurah said that in a situation where you're finishing the bracha simultaneous with the shatz, then you could answer amen to his bracha, because anyway, there are reliable shittos you could answer amen to your own bracha. Sif Dalad. Tzarech lizar, you have to be careful, milahafsik bedibor, from interrupting with speech, mishayaschil baruch sha'amar, from the time you begin baruch sha'amar, ad soif shemayna esrei, until the end of shemayna esrei. You have to be careful from being mafsik and dibor from Baruch Sha'amar until the end of Shemana Esrei. Afilu tzarech mitzvah. Even for a mitzvah, ein ledaber bein baruch shama lishtabach, vayin lekamad simenun gimel nadar. Somebody comes in, they had a baby. You know how to say mazel tov. The gabbai comes, he says, you know, what's your name? I want to give you an aliyah. You can't talk. There are no exceptions. There's no mitzvah that warrants speaking out from the beginning of Baruch Shamar until after Shemone Esrei. We'll see, in between Yishtabach and Yoitzer, Litzorech Rabim, then that might be at one juncture. Lizar. Why? Says the Mishabod, the Baruch Shamar, have a bracha shalafnei psukah de Zimra. Baruch Shamar is a bracha before psukah de Zimra. Be Yishtabach, have a bracha shalachra. Yishtabach is a bracha after. Ubein Yishtabach li Yoitzer. Between Yisham and Yitzhar, Halay Yosel Hafsik, you know how to interrupt. Basically, the Dershu refers us that the Klipais try to stop our Tefillah, and Psukei de Zimra cut down the Klipais, and by talking, so then the Klipais come back. Till Kamam Esim Nandad, Umi Yitzhar Vahala, have a Brichas Krishma. From Yitzhar and on is Brichas Krishma. Kazav Chos Makar, Baruch, in the Chuvas Mukarbach Simon Aleph Shiroi Levata Meg Shiktsas Nagim Lahafsik Kedei Lahavi Hachasin Lebeis HaKnesses Bein Baruch Shamar Aliyotzer Shvi Mavato the Minog that some are noyeg to bring the Chasan from the Beis HaKnesses between Baruch Shamar and Yotzer Vein Koyach Minog Zay Yafel Leilach Achrav. This Minog is not strong enough to actually observe it. Ayin Sham. You have to be careful Mil Hafsik B'chol Makam Sh'asal Hafsik. Any time, whenever you're not to interrupt, even in Hebrew you're not to be mafsik. When you need to be mafsik, because of when a person needs to be mafsik for some kind of oines, let's say there, a person has an oinus, they have to speak. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that letzorech tefila, if it's not possible in any other way, Rav Moshe says you're allowed to be mafsik. The hefsik is not mitzad atzmai, it's because of Baruch Sh'amar Yishtabach, our brachas hasmuchais. Therefore, letzarech tefillah, it's okay. Now, so if a person has to talk, letzarech mibnei eza oynas, or like in Sif Hei, we're going to learn mibnei hakavod umei shiv shalom, tzarech loymer koydem shiyadabra ilo psukim. Before you speak, you should say these psukim. Baruch Hashem la'ilam amen v'amen. Until vayivarech David. Basically, you wanna, if you have to speak, you're gonna say Baruch Hashem la'ilam amen v'amen, Baruch Hashem mitzion shochan Hashem haluya, Baruch Adonai Elohim le'Yisrael oisin v'lo savad, Baruch Hashem kvod la'ilam v'malach v'ad eskar amen v'amen. So that will be. See, the problem is your Baruch Sha'amar is the bracha before. So you need to speak. What you do is you make a bracha after. Meaning you say Baruch Hashem, which is like a bracha. So now your Baruch Sh'amar has been enclosed. You make a bracha at when you finished speaking, you make another bracha so that the Yishtabach has a bracha before. Bedibor. You should be careful from interrupting with speech. Okay? Va'afilu baruchu u'baruch shemai asr loymer. You're not even allowed to say baruchu baruch shemai im sukkah de zimra. Why? Kivan shloi huskavar b'gemara. Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, therefore, you're not allowed to be mafsik with Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Aval Amen, but Amen, Mutter La'anois Al Kol Bracha Shashemeya. You're allowed to answer to any bracha that you hear. Va'afilu Be'emtza Pasuk Shal Psukei DeZimra. Even in the middle of the Pasuk of Psukei DeZimra. That's what we had in Sifkatan Bays, that other Amenim you're allowed to answer, just not the Amen for Baruch Sh'amar and Yishtabach itself. Imhu b'makam desalk inyani. Even in middle of Pesuk de Zimra, even in middle of a Pasuk, if it's in a place that you could, the subject is over. V'chein kol berchas hoida mutar levarech. any brichas hayda you're allowed to make in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. What does that mean? Kamay asher yatzar, for example, asher yatzar la'achar asiyas tracha v'chiyotze v'zeh. So you're allowed to say an asher yatzar in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra because it's also zemer. What about thunder? The Chayadim says you're allowed to make a bracha on thunder and lightning, even in the middle of a mizmar. Because if you don't make it right away, you're going to lose the bracha and you won't be able to do it later. The Mishnah Berurah later is mesupik whether you're allowed to make this bracha in the middle of Berchas Krishma. But here, it seems like you could. V'chein la'anos moedim d'rabbanon, you'd be allowed to. Meaning the whole Maidim Derabanan. Now regarding Birchas Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, you just say the words Maidim Anachnu Lach. But in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, you could say the whole thing. V'chein Lanois Kriya Shema Em HaTzibur. Likewise, if you hear the Tzibur saying Shema, where you're supposed to say the first Pasuk with them, you could say the whole first Pasuk in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. Shetzach Shikri Mem Pasuk Rishain. So Koire, you're allowed to. Certainly you can interrupt in the middle of Pesukah Zimra for Kaddish, for Kedusha, and for Baruch Hu. What about if someone has to say Kaddish Yasaim and they're in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, could they say Kaddish Yasaim? He brings from Shas Yeshiva Sheila Shem and Oivar Oirach that you could. Chayadim is also mashma like that. However, Levushe Mordechai writes, you should not say Kaddish, the Kaddish after Aleinu, middle Pesukah de Zimra. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Agut Yar, Gezunt Yar, all the best.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.